A bough of dusty mistletoe hung over the entrance to the toilet, near which Julian Prince hashed out an argument with his latest boyfriend, Gus, who was the most appealing man he'd ever met, but now upset for reasons entirely beyond Julian's control. To make matters worse, a stream of patrons passing to and fro were bearing indelicate witness to their private contretemps. One even winked at Julian, as if to make some prospective claim on his interest should the quarrel render him suddenly available. Though Julian wasn't exactly a regular at Caesar's, preferring smaller places like the Cork Club or the May Wee, he was something of a known quantity at the West Village Bar, and in truth, he didn't entirely resent the attention. After 3 sedentary hours of cosi fan tutte at the Met, he was glad for a little downtown adventure, and thought he looked quite dashing in his black blazer, turtleneck, and peggers. If his bright, intelligent face wasn't perfectly handsome, he thought it highly interesting, and he had a casual slouch some had called aristocratic. Unfortunately, Gus, a serious-minded painter from Wisconsin, seemed unimpressed by these charms. And as their argument persisted, Julian noticed the toilet traffic slowing, like highway drivers mooching past a wreck.
"Come with me," he said,
giddy with the fear and freedom of a couple's first real argument.
"When this is over and you kiss me, I'd like us to be alone."
"Gosh, JP,"
Gus said in a husky North Central accent that sometimes made Julian's knees wobble.
"You're acting like someone who never wants to be kissed again."
Julian took Gus by the hand and led him down a short passage that dead-ended at the ladies' room, which had long been closed for repairs but faced a small alcove, where they discovered a passable privacy amid mops, buckets, and semi-darkness. When the police arrived and panic rang out only seconds later, Julian knew at once what was happening. He'd been at the trap door a few summers before when they'd broken in like stormtroopers. A lovely old drag queen named Star Bright had been thrown to the floor and died of an aneurysm, and some poor Negro kid was nearly beaten to death, though the police later claimed he'd fallen during the melee. Julian had had the good fortune to slip out through a back room, past a trio of frantic men zipping up their pants as they stumbled toward a fire exit. But this time, he feared, would be different.